Welcome to The Bridge, the official podcast for the University of Maryland Baltimore School of Pharmacy Patients Program. The Patients Program is the bridge between the community and the researchers. The Patients Program created this partnership to help researchers listen to the community's voice in order to build a bridge to an effective learning healthcare community. Here's your host, Rodney Elliott.
Good afternoon, Ms. Barber. How are you?
I am doing great, Rodney. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for asking. But we had two major projects that we were all hands on deck with concentrating on, and we're going to be talking about that today. My guest is Ms. Barbara Palmer. She is what I like to call now a patient's partner for right now. We'll figure out what the official title is going to be, but she's a patient's friend as well.
Hi, everyone. As Rodney stated, I am Barbara Palmer, and I am a two-time 19-year breast cancer survivor. I worked in the corporate world for quite some time, and I retired 5 years ago. And the reason why I retired 5 years ago was because I knew that I needed to use my gifts and talents in a better way so I can impact more people. I first met Dr. Mullins, and I was sitting here, Rodney, trying to really remember when I first met him, but it goes back quite some time ago, maybe like 10 or 12 years ago, when I was a participant in a breast cancer research study at University of Maryland. Yeah. And it was a breast cancer research project on African-American women and exercise. And one of the days I came in for the research, Dr. Kathleen Griffith was the facilitator for this research project. And she took me over to the building where Dr. Mullins worked and introduced me to Karen Morales. And I was very fortunate because I think Dr. Mullins popped in, so I was introduced to him as well. So fast forward a little bit, when Ms. Ernestine started doing her community walks, I started participating in those, and I would run across Dr. Mullins. So we would have a chance to talk and interact, and I said, oh, he's such a nice man. Oh, boy. Here we go. So what happened was, I'll never forget, it was actually my birthday, February 27th of this year. And Dr. Mullins reached out to me through Facebook Messenger to wish me a happy birthday. Okay. And along with the happy birthday.
Oh, Dr. Mullins slid in your DM?
He slid in my DMs on my birthday.
Okay, I got you.
He knows what he's doing. So he slid into my DMs. And it was like, Barbara, hi, happy birthday. I really was trying to contact you, but I didn't have your contact information. Do you mind giving that to me? Oh, boy. And so that's all I'm going to say. The rest is history. But all playing aside, I have to say that Dr. Mullins is one of the kindest, thoughtful, nicest people I have ever met in his life. And his passion for his work is so tremendous, and it's so authentic. And so there's no way in the world I could say no to him, even though I might want to at times.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you could say no to a person like that that gives his heart and soul into his work, and you know it's authentic.
And I definitely can say Dr. Mullins is passionate about the patients program. I've been with the program for a little over 5 years now. And you know, from where we started where we are now, oh man, leaps and bounds. As far as the impact that we've tried and have had some success in bridging that gap between research and the community. Those walks that you talked about with Ms. Ernestine, I participated on them as well. And Ms. Ernestine and Chauncey are great partners of the patient program as well. But that gives you an opportunity to, you know, meet the community where they are and not only get a little exercise in, but talk about some things and what people got going on. So him sharing the word about the patients program to you during the walks is right up Dr. Mullins' alley. Him reaching out to you and wishing you a happy birthday is right up his alley as well. And I'm pretty sure he told you about the project that you have now participated in and finished. He was telling you about the project that kind of gave us a little hiatus from our social media, which was PPA, the Patients Professions Academy. I want to say congratulations to being one of the first graduates on the inaugural graduating class of Patients Professions Academy, Ms. Barbara. And when you first heard about the PPA, what was your first understanding of what it was? And you know, like, I know you said you can't tell them no or have a hard time telling the mothers no, but like, were you literally excited, or and what were you expecting from the PPA?
Well, this is real talk, Rodney, so I'm going to give it to you in real talk. I received an email. I believe I received it like maybe back in March or April about the Academy. And it was inviting me to apply to be a part of it. And there was a deadline. It was due by April, I think. So I looked at it. I said, oh, this sounds interesting, but this sounds like it's going to be too much for me. So I passed it on to a couple of other people. Well, then I received another email. And the deadline for the application had been extended. So I looked at it and I thought about it again. And I said, you know what? This is something that's being offered to you for free. And you can connect this to what you're already doing. Are you crazy? The least you can do is give it a try. And so that's what I did.
What are some of the things that you learned from participating in the PPA?
Well, let me first say this about the program. One of the reasons why I'm so hesitant about participating is because it's a 5-week course, and I knew there would be a lot of information that I would need to learn. And I, of course, was worried about retaining the information at my young age, as you can see. So, so at any rate, I felt it to be very intense, especially the first week. I was really nervous because I was like overwhelmed, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And homework is due once a week. And we would break up into these group sessions. And I had all these people in the group that had all of these titles behind their names. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing here? I don't belong here.
I'm about to tell you that. Okay.
I realized that those letters really don't mean anything. And I don't want to say it like that, but what I mean is, as a survivor of an illness that can kill people and to have survived it twice, I am just as valuable as anybody else. And I realized that these researchers and these medical professionals needed my opinion. They need to hear from me, someone that has been through chemotherapy, someone that has wanted to die because the treatment was so bad, someone that threw up all the time, someone that could not eat, someone that just had no energy. I felt like a vacuum cleaner had just sucked all of the energy out of me. Mm. And so I'm like, they don't know about that personally. So they need to hear from me so they can make better choices when it comes to treatment, especially for African-American people.
Barbara, not Miss Barbara. Barbara, you mentioned earlier about like the names or letters behind the names not really meaning anything. I know you didn't mean it that way, I think, you know, we have in the patients program, we try to make sure everyone's on an even plane, right? Like all on the same level. And when it comes to having meetings or when it comes to the setting in the PPA, we understood the importance of everybody's opinion. And no one should feel intimidated. No one should feel better than, or no one should feel your lived experiences, like you said, are just as important as the years that the people with the names behind their, the letters behind their name study to get those letters. So in a setting where you're with other community members, you're with researchers, you're with doctors, you're with, you know, people in the medical field, what gave you that confidence to say, you know what, it changed from the beginning being overwhelmed to saying, you know what, I'm just as valuable? Like how did that transition go?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize for anyone that may have been offended by me saying that your initials don't mean anything, because I know you worked very hard to get your degree. So my apologies if I did offend anyone. However, I have been a breast cancer survivor since 2013, and I've always been very authentic about my journey, always willing to help other people. And as a matter of fact, that's part of what I do now, is mentor other women through their journey. Yeah. And so I realized that people come to me, women come to me. So-and-so told me to contact you, Barbara, because you are so inspiring. You can help me get through this journey. And so that made me help me realize my value in helping others that are hopeless, needs to be inspired. People need to know that there's hope. And what better way than for them to hear from someone that had fought and won a battle that they are going through.
Did you come across anything that surprised you, or anything that stood out to you? Any of the guest speakers? Did they drop some jewels on you, something that you didn't know before?
I have to say, each week was filled with so much valuable information. I just wish I could retain it all, but of course I can't. But from week one, everything was just so impactful. But I think my favorite session was session number 3, when they actually had some current patient advisors speak. And when you hear these patient advisors speak, they speak from their heart, they are very authentic, and they truly, truly care. They're not being phony. And so for them to be on the seminar to express maybe some of the fears they may have had before they were involved, and just to see where they are now, it really made me think, well, I can do this too. I want to be a part of this group. This group is tremendous. And also, I really like the first week as well, because there was one article we had to read for homework, and it was a writer who gave an analogy of riding a bike and comparing it to people who are different.
I heard about that.
Color. It was a wonderful article. And I know I myself, I'm ashamed to say, but sometimes I don't give bicyclists the courtesy that they deserve. It's like, why are they going too slow, whatever. But they have as much right to be on the road as I do, or any other vehicle do. And so I have to keep that in mind. It really made me think that I need to respect that. They have a right to be there. And me, as an African-American woman, I have a right to get the best health care possible, regardless of my social background, regardless of my age. I deserve the right to have the best health care possible.
So would you say the exercise actually helped everyone attending the PPA understand the implicit biases that are out there sometimes?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Because so often we don't even realize we have these biases. And one of the articles reflected on maybe how we treat blind people. Blind people are people just like us, but they have a challenge that we don't have. They want to be treated as one race, the human race. And quite often we see blind people, we may feel sorry for them, but we shouldn't feel sorry for them, because quite frankly, they are so sharp in other senses. And once again, they are part of the human race. And so it made me realize that I too have some biases that I may not always own up to, but it made me be aware that when I see it coming, that I need to shift my thinking.
Before we get going, 5 fives. Ready, Ms. Barbara? We're going to get out of here. You got to choose either or.
Okay.
First one, a 3-mile run or a 5-mile hike?
I'll take the 3-mile run.
3-mile run? Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, here we go. A documentary or a good TV series? Would you rather watch?
It's kind of a hard one. I'm going to say TV series, because I am stuck on one in particular. I won't say.
Okay. This is two, depending on how you... Red wine or white wine?
Red.
Same here. Love red wine. Summer or winter?
I really like them both, to tell you the truth. I'm going to say winter, believe it or not.
Okay.
I'm going to say winter.
Sounds like a nice good hoodie and a nice, you know, you can
go on. You can always put more clothes on.
Always put more clothes on, right, exactly. Last one. Patience Professors Academy or Patience Day?
Oh, man. I'm not answering that one. That's not fair.
Good answer. Good answer. I wouldn't want you to answer that either. You participated in both. You were a jewel to both as well, Barbara. And I really appreciate you for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Same here. Thank you guys for tuning in to us. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.